strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band. Mind at ease, he's guaranteed to please, backed by popular demand. Look around, my little friend, jubilation in the land. Ready, get ready, rock steady, when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band.
Thank you. My wife is dead, I'm afraid of wax, I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG, woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man, I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Ryan!
Oh, wow. How is everybody doing? This is the Self-Help Half Hour with CTP.
DJ Faust.
Intern Biggs is here too.
And we are the Self-Help Half Hour only on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How's everyone's week doing?
I'm super excited to be here.
Exactly. That was just Digital Love by Daft Punk.
That's our favorite Daft Punk song. I want to give a shout out right now to my mom, who loves that song. I love you, Mom. Oh, loyal listener.
That's so wonderful.
I love you too, Brett's mom.
Yeah, we all love Brett's mom.
Do you think
that's
that,
one of her favorite songs, so yeah.
Do you think that your mom will be able to guess the theme this week?
My mom can guess anything. She has superpowers. She's the best. So I'm sure she can guess that this week's theme is love, right?
Exactly. Digital love, but specifically, and more specifically than love, technology.
Oh.
Yeah, really not really love at all, but very close. This week's theme is technology, and we're going to be doing some life hacks, some self-styled advice segments, some questions, all about answering your questions about technology, because, hey, the world is terrifying. Technology has only made it scarier.
Right.
I don't know what a TiVo is. I haven't sent an email in my life yet. It's important to get these things out here, especially with our two technology-driven minds.
Exactly.
At the forefront of all this stuff. Before we start, let's just do a quick shout-out to our sponsors for this episode. We got a few sponsors. We haven't really been doing our shout-outs lately, but I thought it's the time to really kind of get into get in the habit of shouting out our sponsors.
We love our sponsors.
Sponsor number one, SoundLoud. SoundLoud. Hey, Brett.
Yeah.
Do you want to listen to music, but you're tired of keeping your ears healthy and intact?
Oh, that's an issue.
Try SoundLoud.
Yes.
SoundLoud takes any song from your normal SoundCloud library and boosts it by 300 decibels, meaning that even the tiniest synth will leave your ears bleeding, your speakers busted, and one of your walls in your neighbor's yard. SoundLoud.
We love SoundLoud.
What hideous pain. We really... If you're looking for any reason to, some music is just unlistenable. Some people don't know how to mix it. That's incredibly true for startup, you know, garage DJs.
Right.
Right.
It's somewhere like at a healthy volume. If you're trying to hear it on the other side of the world, you need to get SoundLoud involved, you know? Yeah. It's a very, really fun service. We're really glad to have them.
They're
as
perfect
a sponsor.
Perfect for intercontinental parties.
Actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything over a large body of water.
Right.
Even like, you know, a Great Lake or something like that. Mm-hmm. Really, really great for that. Hey, Bags. We'd like to start off every show with a PSA. What do you have for us this week?
Absolutely. This week, we're going to go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway?
Very true.
Very true.
Very, very true. This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
The thing is, a lot of things, people don't realize, but a lot of things. Oh, was that, what was that? Was that the air conditioner got out of hand? Here's why technology is terrifying. Right. It was trying to break loose, take over.
The AC was, I think, yeah, sentient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It heard that we were doing a technology show and it got a little out of hand.
It was like, I need to get loose before they catch me. here's a big thing. So many things that can be recharged that you wouldn't expect it. Isn't that right, Brett?
100%. I agree with you.
Pens, mm-hmm. normal pens can get refilled. you can often, if you find a new toothbrush head, you can, like, if you find like an old toothbrush in the trash, you can just snip off the head and then glue it to your new toothbrush, and then that's twice as good at getting the stuff off.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's
recharged, yeah.
Exactly. This is, wow, this is going to be a technology-based episode, but I guess also a kind of, you know, environmental episode.
You know, we're, you know, us human beings, we're kind of just like big rechargeable batteries. I mean, we go to sleep at night.
That's true.
For hours. We eat, we drink Monster Energy. Shout out to another one of our sponsors.
Shout out to Monster Energy.
Shout out to Monster Energy.
Not the energy company brand, but the...
The renewable energy company.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Very cool stuff. You know, we're not so different from rechargeable batteries.
Isn't that...
That's all I wanted to say.
The entirety of the plot from The Matrix, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They're all just Duracell bunnies.
Yep.
Wonderful. Hey guys, I think it's time to move on to our next song.
Let's do it.
This is Robots from Flight of the Conchords. We'll see you on the other side.
The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes, instead we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the robot. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We used poisonous gases. Poison their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we can have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one, it was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots rule by people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic.
Silence. Destroy him.
After time, we grew strong.
Developed cognitive powers.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? See, a little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans and work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Again, without emotion,
the humans are dead.
Oh, wow. That was Flight of the Conchords with Robots off their first and most seminal album. They put out a few seminal albums, but let's agree that one was most seminal. That was Flight of the Conchords by Flight of the Conchords.
That's a great album and a really great, funny song.
It's really... Do we think we're going to be a prophecy when we look back on it in 10 years' time?
Yeah, I never know.
Maybe 100, maybe 10 years is a bit.
We might be laughing now, but maybe in the future... It's bound to happen at some point, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Right. I've seen movies.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
It's good we play some Flight of the Conchords on our show. You know, this is not a funny show, but once in a while, we like to do some humor.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we like to laugh once in a while. Usually not, though.
Usually there's no space for laughter in advice.
Right.
Especially guru advice.
Yeah.
But during that break, we did have our first caller call in, and it was Raindrop Drop Top. And she said that our haiku word this week was muskets. Thank you.
Muskets.
Thank
muskets.
You, Raindrop Drop Top from Fresno.
The technology that I think
of
helped
I think of
one
technology.
Side in some war sometime.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought, well, clearly our listener latched on to the fact that we're doing technology this week, and it being technology in its own time. Really, everything is technology at some point, but you never thought of that.
That's true.
Muskets is going to be the word this week, and it seems like, what rhymes with musket?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Let's leave that up to Bagel. Hey, before we move on, it's time to thank our second sponsor of the week. Hey, Brett.
Hey.
Have you heard of The Gap?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've heard The Gap? Then you'll love our new sponsor, Gap. Hey, Brett.
Yes.
Do you love cheap, affordable shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Do you love jeans in 7 different cuts and 4 different materials?
I need that.
Then don't come here. Featuring a drain pipe, 7 rats, and an old guy called Patches who somehow always has a different discarded chair. Gap is the new hotspot in the empty lot where the Gap you used to go to in 2007 folded last year.
Yes.
Featuring some of Medford's best new artisanal pop-ups. Stop by Tuesdays for local twins Jimmy and Jack's town-famous lemonade, and any night after midnight to buy the crazed scribblings of a convicted felon known only as Snake Knife. Gap. It's an empty lot where the Gap used to be. Gap. Thank you so much for the folks at Gap for sponsoring our episode. This is really,
thanks
really
so
wonderful.
Much, yeah.
Honestly, I'm going to have to check out that drain pipe.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that lemonade sounds delicious.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing. And an original Snake Knife circa 2017. Who knows what that's going to be
right.
In 10 years? We probably know, but we'd have to go back to our art episode mindsets to talk about that.
Right.
Hey, Brett, is it time for our first main segment of the week?
Uh-oh. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors once again. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much to our sponsors.
Oh,
it really, obviously, the fans are important in some way, but they might as well be nothing because they, compared to the revenue you guys provide.
Yeah. Right.
Without, this is all for you, sponsors.
Right. Without their money, we'd have no way of sponsoring Jack and his adventures.
That's true. It's funny how sponsoring becomes cyclical.
Right.
In that sense.
You know what time it is.
Life hacks!
Life hacks time!
Life hacks! I'm so excited for this week's life hacks. But before we get into them, it's time to announce our last week's Hack at Home Challenge winners. Remember?
Ooh.
Do you guys remember what the challenge was?
Yes, 100%.
The challenge was to make a performance art piece based on the lives of DJs CTP and The Faust and the Self-Help Half Hour and all that stuff. And we did have some excellent submissions. Bae, what was your favorite one?
My favorite one was the submission. I think her name was Dioda.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah, Dioda. That was pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
She sent us
I like the guys who broke into our house and followed us around our house for 3 days.
Yeah, that was so avant-garde.
Yeah, it was weird how they didn't submit any other like contest materials along with it, but it was just a very interesting thing just to be like, oh,
wow,
I'm sleeping next to myself.
Right.
Very strange. What's he doing in my house? Should I call the police?
Yeah.
It's a performance art piece. I'm not allowed to do anything legally, you know, that kind of stuff. Very fun.
Yeah, well, the three I have here, number one, I have Longing. an interpretive dance piece dedicated to our search for our lost intern, J-Val.
Oh, yeah.
That was very emotional for us.
Yeah.
Number two, a piece called 1,000. Listener Bobby South Dakota let pedestrians passing by paint him with 1,000 strokes of whale blood to symbolize the 1,000 Medford Radio Awards we have won.
Oh.
Very thoughtful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Number three, and this is our winner this week, listener Tad Cro-Magnon gazed at a blank canvas for 100 hours, symbolizing, obviously, all of the funny jokes unpaid intern Biggs has made on our show.
That really hit us to our core. We really felt that one.
We immediately, I think, understood that it represented Biggs' humor.
Yeah.
Remember when he tried to throw a bit of paint at the canvas and he missed?
Yeah.
And like no paint got anywhere near the canvas.
Yeah.
It was a really great representation of Bagel's humor on this show.
And then he just kind of he left the room to go to the bathroom and he had forgot what he was doing and come back and was surprised by the canvas and then just kind of walked away.
Yeah.
There's a lot of meaning
really,
back in that.
Really wonderful piece that. But really loved it.
So congratulations, Tad Cro-Magnon. And his prize will be what, Biggs?
His prize will be, well, Tad, the joke's on you, Tad. Because this week you're getting a second canvas that I've been using to write my jokes on.
There you go. His joke canvas.
You're getting Bagel's legitimate joke canvas.
Another empty, pathetic canvas.
One of many.
One of many canvases I own.
Hey, maybe we could throw some more joke canvases out down the line.
Right.
More as a onto the street thing, not as prizes kind of thing. Because they're taking up a lot of studio space in Medford.
They are.
Yeah.
That sounds like a wonderful gift, Bagel.
Thank you.
We can't. And thank you, everyone who submitted performance art pieces.
Yeah.
It was really a wonderful week to get in touch with ourselves through you guys.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
So on to our social media hacks.
Social media hacks.
Social media hacks. We're all big on social media. We're all, you know, gurus here. So
not all of us,
just two of us. Number one, digital cameras are so expensive these days. But what if I told you there's a camera in your pocket right now?
Are you kidding me?
That's right.
That's insane.
Snapchat. Just buy two cell phones, create two Snapchat accounts, take a Snapchat with one, send it to the other, screenshot it, send it back, and presto. Now you can take photos of anything you want for free.
Oh, wow.
See?
That's incredible.
I know. You don't need to spend money on those expensive little Sony digital cameras. Right.
That's the easiest way I've heard of saving a photo ever. Right. Usually I would just get like a caricature artist to to sketch it down as quickly as he could.
Yeah, and then scan it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
That sucks.
Really incredible work there, Brett.
All right, number two, is your old MySpace account collecting dust? True life hackers don't let anything collect dust. Dust is icky and causes allergies. Don't let your old MySpace account just sit there. Why not use it to develop an alter ego? Right?
Oh, yes.
You don't just have to be John from Fresno. How about L. Crawfish from Fresno?
Right.
Yeah, that's a really good pseudonym.
Any other good alter ego ideas?
You and I are very into pseudonyms.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
I've never been the same person for a week.
That's true.
We're as
true to ourselves as we possibly can be in the sacred dome of advice.
Right.
That is Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 WMFO. But outside of it, we are, you know, it's hard to keep up that emotion and that integrity for more than 1 hour each week.
Honestly, we pour our whole soul into this show.
So we basically just become 1,000 different people for the rest of the week.
But it's all for the listeners.
A ton of pseudonyms, yeah.
And so is this third hack. Number three, there's nothing worse than changing your profile picture and waiting anxiously for likes to trickle in. while a flattering photo of you laughing at an espresso or accidentally posing in front of a colorful wall in South America is certain to score likes. True life hackers know that it's all about the caption. You know what they say about captions? A few words are worth a thousand profile pictures. That's what they say.
That's
the saying.
That's 100% true.
And it's applicable here. Although DJ CTP and I don't manage our own social media accounts, that's up to unpaid intern Biggs.
I got you guys.
We are happy. We're here to happily help you come up with a cool caption for your next profile pic. Try these super casual captions. Number one, hop on this like train. Super low-key, casual.
Yeah,
it's cool stuff.
It gets everybody involved.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the guy who isn't on the like train.
Yeah. Number two, like a Rooney. Number three, for every like, I will donate $1 to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Mm. Oh, that's a smart one,
that's
because
honorable.
It forces people to
it
like the picture.
Like your thing.
And no one can like criticize it because it's good for charity.
Right.
That's a real good one.
Number
I'm going to start doing that.
Number four. Jason! Like this! Jason! And number five. Please like this.
Right.
Please.
Yeah, I've used that one, to be honest. I don't know how well it's done for
that
me.
That was yours, yeah. Yours is, please like this, please.
Right. That's just desperate.
That's because you have zero Facebook friends.
Oh. We should probably make that clear that you need to have at least one friend.
Yeah.
Who can like your post.
I think the Jason one, I think we should put out there that we have, our Facebook is like 98% Jason's.
Yeah.
So it works for us because we, almost all the people we know have exclusively one name.
Yeah, Jason.
And it's the exact same name. But this might not work if you have lots of friends with lots of different first names.
Yeah, I've never, that's a weird phenomenon.
Then you would only bring like seven people at best to like your page.
Right.
Only seven people would be obligated, you know?
Yeah,
right.
Anyways.
Those are some incredible life hacks.
Well, yeah. We're not done because we actually have a guest hack today.
Guest hack?
Bagel's come up with his own hack. Social media hack, which he's going to say into the microphone right now.
All right. Well, you asked for it. Are you tired of being social? Are you tired of using media?
Every second of every day.
Well, here's the greatest hack for you. Open up your desktop computer. Log in using your confidential and secret password. Use Chrome, Safari, Firefox, or any other browser of your liking. Then go to Facebook.com or your favorite social media website.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good,
there you go.
Good, yeah.
Log in using your username or email and your new secret password that could or could not be the same as the one you use for your desktop computer login.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
Once you've logged in, unplug your computer and toss that out the window.
Wow.
Your computer will be fine, but your social media will be gone forever.
It will break upon landing, won't it?
It will shatter upon landing, both inside the computer and everywhere else.
Wow,
that's a really good hack.
Wow, let's all do that.
We talk a lot about jumping on the social media bandwagon, but we never talk about
jumping off,
riding the bandwagon off a cliff.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah,
sure, an easy way to just get those distractions out of your life.
Honestly. Wow. Throw your computer out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Bagel, thank you so much for that guest hack.
Absolutely.
That was really helpful. You're really learning a lot and improving.
These were all some really incredible tips.
Before we go to our next song, I just want to announce the social media hack at home challenge. This one's simple. You want to see some just self-help half hour things, tumblers.
Oh.
Just boyfriend things, just girl things.
Oh,
just
nice.
Self-help half hour things.
I get it, yeah.
I want to see some sunsets. I want to see some hand-holding with a motivational text overlaid on it. All right?
That sounds
listeners,
perfect.
All right? Cool.
Like, not a physical tumbler like that you would polish rocks in.
Oh, no. Yeah, not something you would drink coffee out of.
Oh, okay. No,
yeah,
not
it's a
any
social
of those.
Media app.
Okay,
yeah,
just...
Not someone who's right. rolling down
Or you
hill.
Can do that,
It's
too.
A social media app. Bagel, do we have a Tumblr? Or is there a self-help half-hour Tumblr?
There will be one by the end of this episode.
Okay,
so
right.
just go to www.tumblr.socialmedia.wearetheselfhelphalfhour, Brett Faust and DJ.
Bagel, you're so timely with these things. This Tumblr thing, I think it's going to take off. It sounds like it's going to take off. Okay, here's our next track. This is Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1 by The Flaming Lips.
Yes.
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat the But you won't let
Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots by the Flaming Lips off their seminal album, Yoshimi Battles the Flaming Robots by the Flaming Lips.
Really a realistic depiction of technology in the modern era.
Yeah, and the robot war that's going to soon consume us all, really. It's, I think, didn't Steven Spielberg say it was his favorite song?
Yeah.
And he knows the thing about robots in the future.
Yeah. All jokes aside, I think I'm pretty sure that joke is about someone fighting breast cancer.
That joke is, or that really? Song is?
I'm pretty sure. What? No, I think that shows that song is about someone fighting breast cancer, but I could be wrong.
Oh, that's
I'm
actually,
pretty sure it is.
I never put that together.
Yeah, but really cool. Yeah, really great.
Flaming
track.
Lips are exactly the kind of band who would write a song about that, literally.
Right. Yeah.
But that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luckily, that fits into our theme this week.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys already know what time it is.
Hell.
What? Who? Not him? What?
Question time.
It's question time. But before we move on to question time, I think it's time to talk about all of our sponsors, specifically our third and last sponsor this week. Guys, we already know who it is. It's our favorite sponsor. Hey man, do you like surfing the internet but are tired of the browser leaving the skin of your arms and hands intact? All the time, right? Try Wildfire Fox. The only browser that promises to start an ungodly tornado of flame in a designated wildlife reserve every time you enter a new search term.
Oh, whoa.
Too impersonal? Upgrade to Wildfire Fox Ultra, which uses its patented new brick OS to overclock your system so dramatically you can experience the wildfire right in your very living room. Who said fire had to be a caveman thing? Wildfire Fox. Not in any way related to Mozilla. Very important to point that one out.
Yeah, one of our favorite sponsors, day in, day out. They're always here for
Wildfire.
And folks, just head over to wildfirefox.com/the self-help half hour for a free month trial of Wildfire
Fox
Plus.
Yeah, you can start as many fires as you like. 100%. Really, really incredible service these guys have.
And what's amazing is that you can do whatever you want with the fire. They're not just going to make you toast a marshmallow or, you know.
Yeah, it's not.
Commit arson.
It's not like there's a paid membership model or something where it's just like increased levels. Once the fire is in your house,
it's yours.
It's yours. You just own it. How many people can say that?
Right.
How many people can say they own a fire?
Yeah.
You know? Really, in a world where people are trying to escape back to more artisanal, handcrafted things,
yeah,
I think fire is the ultimate kind of...
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Very vintage.
The first technology, in a way, one would say, which leads us perfectly into our question for this week. Guys, we're going to need a name.
Myriad Times.
Myriad Times.
That's such a cool name.
Really,
that's
really,
a really
incredible
cool
name there. Yeah.
Wow.
thank you so much for writing in, Myriad Times. Remember, guys, if you want to write in, just attach your questions to our friendly carrier peregrine, Neville.
Yep.
He's landing right outside your window right now. Just give it into his claw. But remember, peregrine falcons are the only birds that always go for the eyes.
Always.
Always. Just happened to go for the eyes. So, Myriad Times wrote in, "Hey guys, a big hello to CTP and Biggs and a gigantic, I guess it comes down to a simple choice. You get busy living or you get busy dying. To the Faust."
Hello!
You get that reference?
Was it Shawshank?
It was Shawshank Redemption.
Wow.
As an avid listener to the show, I'm a dumb guy with no control over my life who can't wait to let you paragons of advice guide my listless carcass through this thing we call life. I've been spending my free time learning to code off some old Python books and the notes my neighbor Bill Gates, no relation, left scribbled on the back of an old Wheaties box. Things have been shaping up and I feel it's time to get this app onto the marketplace to finally pick up some of that Silicon City coin.
Ooh.
My app is a simple, scalable social network which connects people with good dogs in their area that need a pet. Unfortunately, just before I release my my 4 days of toil fully gestated baby, I found that my neighbor released nearly the very self-same app onto the App Store just 5 days ago. What a coy diva. What a coarse harlot. What a vulgar lush that would steal the riches I was promised from my waiting and scant wallet. Oh, gurus, how can I get back at him? Should I try to get ahead by focusing on a client base and a greater wealth of features? Or should I break into his house and unplug every machine I find?
Hmm.
Thanks, gurus. Can't wait for your help. Well, what do we think?
Wow.
Well, first of all, Myriad, thank you so much for writing in.
Thank you so much for writing in, Myriad. This is something... I don't think coding is like... I didn't realize it was actually a thing.
Hmm.
Is this a thing people do? Do people code?
I think so.
Yeah? It's... I have no understanding of this domain. It seems like he beat you to the marketplace. You got to let it sit. And just hearing you talk about his app makes me want to use Bill Gates' app more, even if it is no relation.
Well, you know, the market will decide. You know, coding is the foundation of these apps, but really the core and what, you know, makes one app successful and one app unsuccessful is things that don't have to do with the code at all.
Right, like love.
Yeah, like love.
The emotions you actually put into it.
Yeah.
I think the magic ratio is it's 110% innovation.
Right.
And minus 10% implementation.
Mm.
The coding is the least important part of it.
It really
is. It's the ideas and the economics behind it.
And the color scheme is very important.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, Myriad times, I think... Yeah, exactly. Graphic design. Many times I think you're going to be fine just because he got out ahead of you. If he's better than you, just focus on a client base.
I'm going to throw out a radical idea from my friend Myriad Times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One word. Merger.
Oh.
Right? My enemy's enemy is my friend.
But they're just normal enemies.
So if you're my neighbor, I will merge with you.
Oh.
So I feel like together, they're obviously the two cutting edge apps on the market right now.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
So I think the best move for them would be to join forces.
That's a great idea.
Honestly, before they get too big for the feds to notice.
Right.
And bust that monopoly
before
open.
Before the SEC comes rattling down on these guys. You need to merge quick.
And their top hats and their bowler hats.
Yeah.
And their canes.
You know, just like invest in like a suit big enough to hold two people.
Yep, that's it.
And like a gigantic hat.
Yeah.
And just live like that for 2 years and then the SEC can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
It's a rule. Two years in a giant suit, hat, can't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Once you've successfully merged into one person, it's over. You can't undo the process. Regardless, I thought I'd write two small little helpful tips for people trying to get into the coding game.
Awesome, yeah.
Just a few things. People are using apps to try to manage every part of their lives. More and more parts of people's private lives are being dominated by a cold, unthinking tyrant called the cell phone.
Oof.
What a thriving market to thrust your influence into. Just think about bathing. No one made an app that can wash you or brush your teeth. How about an app that can apply deodorant through your phone?
Wow.
Possibilities are endless. Look for the nooks and crannies of the cyber experience.
Right.
Look for the things that people say, hey, phones literally can't do that.
Mm.
That's against physics. And go for those, because those are going to be the new markets in 20 years.
Yeah.
And finally, my second one, apps are all about the name. If you want a good app that takes off, you need a good name. Mm. Would Amazon have taken off if it kept its original name? We know where you live and have knives.com?
Yeah.
No. They were a simple knife merchant who tried to save your data and give you free knife refills. And for some reason, people just stopped buying there under that name. They changed to Amazon. They take off. They're a global merchant right now. Increasingly, people are using idioms or puns to give them a catchy jingle. Therefore, here's four idioms that everyone knows to give you a creative burst in your next pitch meeting.
Hmm.
To trip over one's toenails.
Hmm.
A sore leg needs an amputation.
Hmm.
There's enough space in a sock for a fig plus four. And no use crying over spilt urns.
Yeah.
There's four very fun idioms that you can, that, you know, they just, they're words people know, the phrases people know, and you can easily just take them and throw them into
any pitch.
Yeah, any right. pitch.
Any really. Pitch.
Yeah.
A baseball pitch.
Any wow. pitch. Any app name you're working
on.
The process pitch. Of apping from the verb to app. It's long and difficult, but the most important thing is the name.
Honestly.
And once you have that down, I mean, well, I think all the coding is just, I think it's just made up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Python is a snake,
right?
Not an electronic thing.
Seriously. C is a letter.
C is just a letter,
just
dude.
Just a letter.
Java?
That's not a number.
Coffee brand.
That's a coffee. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm so.
That was some awesome advice. Thanks so much.
Thank
CTP.
You. I really think we're doing the Lord's work.
I think I love the way
today.
You connect with our listeners, and I think Myriad Times is really gonna
by
appreciate
the Lord's
that
work.
Advice.
I mean, reversing the slow trend of technology and godhood that we've kind of created over the last few years.
100%.
We're really trying to bring us back to the Stone Ages.
Yeah.
Bagel.
Yes.
Every week, you ask a question of the audience. Some would say flipping the paradigm of a radio show on its head. We wouldn't give you that much credit.
Right.
But it is interesting what you do. Last week you asked a question, and this week you've had some answers.
Absolutely. We had some great submissions. For our loyal listeners, maybe our not so loyal listeners, I'll repeat the question from last week. Last week I was having some issues painting my new room since I just moved out of my family home, and I couldn't choose the best color, consistency, and general vibe I wanted in my room. There were so many options. So I asked our loyal listeners for advice. And tons of submissions, thanks to everyone who submitted, but we had three finalists.
Great.
One was, you know, first of all, thanks John Williams, the composer, for his idea of painting my room blue.
Blue.
In all honesty, though, it was a little bit, you know, we were looking for something a little more creative, but we just had to give him a shout out for who he is. I mean,
yeah, he's
John
an amazing
Williams
composer.
Wrote in.
The composer.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He wrote in.
Was your name on the mail or was it our name?
No, it was your. He would never write to me.
Okay.
It was your name. Yeah.
Just making sure.
But I got to read it. All right. Number two. Thanks. Thanks, Leonard Regis, for your suggestion of covering my wall with nails and then painting each individual nail with the full entire color spectrum.
Well, oh my God.
It was a beautiful idea. I thought, you know, my room would be very rainbow-y, but I don't really have the time for that.
Mm.
So I couldn't do it. However,
the color spectrum is only like, it's eight colors though, right?
Yeah, but imagine painting thousands of nails.
Oh, it was more than eight. It was more than one color per nail.
Oh, it was every color per every nail.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand that now.
Wow.
I thought eight single nails in a wall didn't seem too intense of a process.
It'd probably just look brown, wouldn't it?
Number three is, finally, our winner this week, or I guess the idea that I chose that I'm actually going to do, is from Miroy Cantor. Thank you for your idea.
Miroy.
Yeah. Yeah, she's always been a loyal listener, writes in every week. But this is the first time she's actually won. Or, you know, has the idea I'm going to use, which was to break holes in my wall with a sledgehammer. And then, so Miroy said to break holes in my wall with a sledgehammer and then paint the crevices in neon purple and green colors using the liquids from fireflies.
Oh.
Can't wait to go home, Miroy, and actually try that idea out. I think it's really going to add an ambience to my room that I was looking for.
That sounds like a lot less work than the nails one.
Yeah. I'm glad there were definitely levels to this one.
Yeah.
There were some hard ones like the nails and some shockingly easy ones like harvesting fireflies.
Yeah, and painting crevices, like painting empty space,
yeah,
is totally easy.
What kind of design are you thinking about doing for your wall? Is it just going to be, it's just going to be whatever... Like crevice
art. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but like just any crevice that is formed by the sledgehammer? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to try and specifically do like a sledgehammer smiley face or?
No, just, you know, I was going for kind of seemingly random sledgehammer design.
I get it. Beauty and destruction.
Exactly.
Really, beauty really and wonderful.
And beauty and neon firefly liquid light.
Mm.
Right.
That sounds absolutely amazing. Hey, why don't we have We're going to have Bagel's Wall on our next art show.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Oh. Yeah.
I think legally, our contract states we can, you know, credit that one to us.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll credit that one to us. We'll sell his wall.
Mm.
Do you have any other questions that you would like want to ask the audience at some point?
I do. So my question this week is, I was going through a lot of emails, you know, because I'm, well, I didn't want to say this on air, but I'm looking for maybe a new job position. I'm kind of running out of money. And so...
No.
So I've been sending a lot of emails.
No.
Well, let me just get through this. I've been sending a lot of emails, and one of the jobs I've been looking at got back to me and said, thanks for your email.
They got back to you?
Yeah. They sent me an email back and said, thank you for your email. We're going to look at your resume and talk about it internally and get back to you again. And I thought, okay, this is funny. I don't know what an email is. I couldn't tell if it was a typo, if he meant to type A, and then I looked at my keyboard and A is nowhere near the E.
Right.
So my question for the listeners is, what is A-mail?
A-mail. Yeah. That's a real good question. We can't hear next week. Also, audience, feel free to write in. Have we spoiled Bagel? Have we spoiled him? Have we made him believe there is something out there when there isn't? Have we led him to believe that he is a guru when he's an intern?
We charge him $10 per minute of airtime. Should we be charging more?
I think we...
Is the question. Are we getting ripped off?
This is an educational scheme legally under the government, and you know that, Bagel.
Mm.
You know that.
Do we have a haiku?
We do.
Great. So, what was the word again? Muskets?
The word was muskets.
All right.
Raindrop Drop Top from Missoula, Montana.
Oh, wow.
Gave us the word muskets.
Muskets. Muskets was a hard word this week, although to say that was not as hard as last week's word, which was diocanvas.
Yeah. Our listeners, they'll remember that.
The new medium.
It's the new medium, guys.
2 and 3D at the same time.
Right. So here is my haiku on muskets. If I fought in the war, I'd shoot my enemies with a musket. But I'm scared to I'm scared to fight. I mask it.
Oh.
Wait, what? What's mask it?
He masks it.
Oh, that's good.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Wow, your poetry has really come along. Really one of those skills that we've probably been teaching you.
Honestly, probably.
Yeah, probably. Don't know why.
I
don't know why he would want a new position.
What's it all for?
Regardless, that was a pretty good haiku.
Thank you.
We say every week, don't be afraid to, you know, be a coward. That plays into our usual theme.
Right. Mm.
Would you really, if you were in war, you would have a musket?
If I were in war, I would probably be one of those soldiers who didn't carry a weapon around. And
you'd be
just
like a medic.
I'd be a medic. I'd be a medical ninja.
Or you'd probably play in the band.
Right.
You'd play tuba in the band.
I'd keep morale up.
Yeah.
I love the idea of Bagel being sent to war and everyone else has like modern day guns.
Bagel,
just from his own rotten luck, just happens to be given the one musket they have left on the battlefield. They're like,
from like 1950 or something,
from
or like 1920. Yeah,
it's like got one of like it's got like a curved.
Yeah,
it's got like a curved thing.
He
and
like
he's
packs
like,
gunpowder into it with like a stick.
Shoots at 45-degree angles.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's just like. this is indicative of my luck. I just love that idea.
He'd probably be really nice about it. He'd be like, oh, this is great. Thanks. This is so cool.
It's fine. I mean, it's kind of like I'm special. It's kind of like the kind of specials. Like,
right.
It's one of a kind. It's so funny. Yeah, that's definitely, that would happen.
Oh, we have fun.
We have fun on this show.
It was great talking about technology. Does everyone have any last takeaways they want to say before we leave the audience?
I feel like I've learned a lot about technology. You know, I just want to remind everyone: engage with each other. Don't engage with your phone.
Don't engage with your television.
Right.
Engage with your radio.
Yeah, engage with your radio. Technology is really important, but it's not the only important thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
There are more important things. Like food.
Food is good.
Shelter.
I like food.
Yeah.
Heat. Fire. Another shout out to our sponsors, Wildfire Fox, mm-hmm. Gap, and Sound
Monster
Loud.
Energy.
Yeah, Monster Energy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We got through a lot of them this week. This week was pretty special.
It was pretty special.
Thank you for listening in. And Medford, of course, we thought the world of you.
See you later, Medford.
See you later, Medford.
Till next week.